The million-dollar question is, how do you continue to do what you've done as of late as you get this five-game journey underway here tonight?
Yeah, we're on the road, but that shouldn't be an issue. I like the way we've played on the road just as much as at home. We've been at a little tougher schedule on the road, and I think four of our last five of those road losses came on back-to-back. So just playing the same game and staying quick and staying out of the penalty box. I mean, that would be the one area on the road that I think we can do our very best, and we're trying to become a more disciplined team, but we take big numbers on the road, and we've got to stay out of the box.
The fact that you started 5-2, is that something you can draw on at all on the road?
We had a real tough road trip, going back. But even on that road trip, we played well in Dallas and we played well in St. Louis. So I don't think that the number as it stands is indicative of how we played or how we feel about the road, but it's the fact of how good we've been on the road. We've got to get over that crest, and we're going to have to win road games, and then we're going to have to keep our home record as it is.
Has the matchup element factored in at all from what you've seen on the team?
No. At times, there are certain teams that have enough power up front that it's a bit more of a challenge. You go into Washington and they can change their matchup on you and that. But I don't think so. There's always an opportunity, whether you like the matchup or not, for somebody to have a real good game. We're not running our American League against a line full of Gretzky's out there. I mean, you can get a different matchup, have a good game, and be dominant in that game. And usually when everybody's going, the matchup's almost not important. I felt that on the road last year when our record was good, the matchup was never an issue. We just rolled four lines and everybody was going, and then that's where we're trying to get to. Looking for him to develop, right? So, but Toby and Tyler have got the bulk of the work against the other team's best. That won't change. And I like the way Benny and Mark have played together. They're moving the puck quick. So much of it, I said this the other day. So much of your effectiveness in terms of the statistics, and that includes plus minus stats, is as much a function of who you're playing behind on your team and who you're playing against on the other. So there's a matchup factor there. But I like Jake's found a comfort level there. A couple of goals in a game for a defenseman is a big, big night, and your confidence should be high. So I'm reasonably comfortable with where they're at.
Obviously, Mark is on the ice. Same other day without a setback, as far as you know.
Yeah. So today, and then he'll have a bit of a recovery tomorrow. So today's his first full contact day. And we'll ease into that for a bit of a recovery tomorrow, but I'll have to go through another one, at least another one, so that we're sure. And then that one a little heavier, full on. And then after that, he should be ready to roll.
And did Andre travel with you?
Yeah, he's here. Yeah, we don't have a plan. It's not on the schedule for him to go on the ice. If he does go on the ice, it won't necessarily be a sign that he's ahead of the curve. It'll be just to kind of get the blades back under him and have him. He won't be doing any movement in the net and things like that. So we just wanted him here because now he's at a place in his rehab where our strength people are a little bit more involved, and we can